It's 1:50 p.m. Philippine Standard Time. This is Omar WJ Show. Omar WJ speaking. 23 degrees here. It's supposed to be 90% chance of rain. This another listener suggested I give all these temperatures at different places, and I may do that because I like to know what the weather's like in Houston and Honolulu and where else. I don't know. Not really too concerned about anywhere else. Big news is a lot of people protesting in Bangladesh and India and where else? Pakistan, Indonesia. I don't remember where I saw the streets like just packed full of people. The headline said for the South China Morning Post, Asian Muslim nations protest against the regime in Israel. Let's see, what else? I don't think I've seen any other news. There is this one guy, his name is Steve Schmidt, and like when this, like October 7th or October 8th, he said, well, gosh, for some reason, the former president of the United States is not in the news. And he's always supposed to be good for TV news, which is why he gets covered all the time. That's how it goes. Reuters has a paywall, so I can't really see anything. President Biden is in the air on his way to Israel. Whatever unfolds in Gaza war, judgment day looms for Netanyahu. I'm on Reuters right now. There is little love shown for government being widely accused of dropping the country's guard and engulfing it in a Gaza war that is rattling the region. I do believe that Egypt had warned Tel Aviv. So Tel Aviv is still the capital, even though the Americans, underneath the reality TV president, moved the American embassy to Jerusalem. I just heard a clip from the late Christopher Hitchens that some Jews want everyone in the world that's Jewish to be in Israel, or I should say Palestine. So then that will be the coming of the Messiah. Grace period expires for coupon payment by China's Country Garden. There's some kind of development company. U.S. says sports drone attack on its troops in Iraq. Let me check the AP News. I should be in the AP News. Okay. China's Xi promises more market openness. Okay. Jada Pinkett Smith says revealing separation from Will Smith is a weight off my shoulders. Oh, celebrity news. Okay. Nobody wants to stay together anymore. I'm not going to talk about Britney Spears. It used to be nice when she was coming out of Cars and not wearing underwear. That's the joke for today. U.S. Border Patrol has released thousands of migrants on San Diego's streets, taxing charities. Okay, I guess it's still a slow news day. More U.S. ships head toward Israel and 2,000 troops are on heightened alert. A look at U.S. assistance. It's AP News. So, let's see. I think all these aircraft carriers over there. As of Tuesday, 5 shipments of U.S. weapons and equipment had arrived in Israel. Israel is supposed to be the most innovative country in the world. So I saw somewhere. Let's see, what else? Google News. And then I'll go to Al Jazeera. It will all be war news on Al Jazeera, I'm sure. And Google News will most likely be the same. Let's see. 7 habits that will make you smarter. New Trader U. 7 habits that will make you smarter. I wonder if I'm young enough to still get smarter. 7 habits. I've been playing exercise, okay? That's for the blood flow. Read and do brain training exercises daily to exercise your mind. Let's see. Puzzles, crossword puzzles, Sudokus, logic problems, memory games, and other structured brain exercises that target abilities like planning, reasoning, and attention. Prioritize high quality sleep to allow your brain to recharge. Engage in meaningful and thought-provoking conversations. I guess that's what I'm doing with you all here. I have a pretty small audience, I'm sad to say. Keep on going. I keep on trying to think about what else to do. Limit multitasking and give your full focus to one task at a time. Okay, I guess that means quit surfing the internet. Follow a nutrient-dense diet to nourish your brain. The food you'd regularly eat provides nutrients that directly impact the structure and functioning of your brain. A diet high in antioxidants, healthy fats, vitamins, and minerals benefits cognitive abilities while processed foods and excess sugar can damage brain cells. Eat more brain-boosting foods like fatty fish, berries, cruciferous vegetables, that means like broccoli, cauliflower, nuts, avocados, whole grains, dark chocolate, and coffee. I'm going to get some coffee day after tomorrow. I'm going into town. Got to get my visa extended. Learn a new skill to strengthen neural connections. Learning something new promotes cognitive reserve and neural plasticity. Okay. Go back to Google News, see if they got anything else. Defend Texas Liberty PAC names new president after their leader met with a Nazi. Okay. Not much news here. I'm sad. Let's see what's on DW. I think I left something up that I wanted to read. Okay. Israel-Hamas war impacts Frankfurt Book Fair. Different publishers from predominantly Muslim countries are withdrawing from the Frankfurt Book Fair in Germany. Okay. What's happening here? Greta Thunberg detained at London climate protest. Oh, that's what I wanted to watch. She gave a little speech. JUVENTUS. Juventus star Fagioli banned for gambling offenses, and he's a soccer player. Well, don't want these players gambling. Let's see what else is happening here. Oh, Al Jazeera. What's up with Al Jazeera? Vice News. You know, they have a lot of good articles, but not so much, not in a long time. Anger aimed at Gaza, or at Israel, after Gaza air attack kills 500 at hospital. Mapping the Israel-Palestine war, major events on the ground. Jordan, Jordan's King Abdullah II has a balancing act to observe as he supports the formation of a future Palestinian state but needs to maintain relations with Israel. Jordan has long had a complex working relationship with Israel, but the crisis in Gaza is stressing it. And this is by Maziar Motamedi. Used to be a centerpiece of United States President Joe Biden's visit to the Middle East on Wednesday, a trip to Jordan to meet a range of Arab leaders amid Israel's incessant bombing of the Gaza Strip. But on Tuesday, Jordan canceled that summit after an Israeli strike hit the Al Ahli Arab hospital in Gaza City, killing at least 500 and sparking global outrage. So there was supposed to be a video from Israel, or the IDF, Israel Defense Force, that showed it was a Palestinian rocket, and then that video got dropped. So who said that? The first casualty in war is truth. I will Google that right now. What is there to say? Just looked at the news and nothing I want to share with you. Excuse me. And what's there to say here? Been playing chess today. First casualty when war comes is truth. Hiram Johnson. Okay, and that was a long time ago. He said that. Okay, so let's see what else. I think I'm gonna wrap it up there. Excuse me, 15 minutes and I didn't say anything. Excuse me. As always, trying to be entertaining. Secondary is to instruct. So I did a little bit of instruction today. Stay tuned to this channel.